House Speaker Becky Lockhart opened this year's session by reminding lawmakers they are first and foremost responsible to their constituents.
You are in this room to make the hard choices, just like others have before you. Is it debating over who can braid whose hair? Or figuring out how to stop jails from filling up and students from dropping out? Is it in finagling ways to fund our personal pet projects? Or scrutinizing budgets that stretch into the billions of dollars?
Meanwhile, Senate President Michael Waddups got things underway by offering a positive message on the state of Utah's economy.
Sales and revenues are up in our state. Unemployment is down. Interest rates are down. Auto sales are beginning to climb. The real estate inventory is down. We're building a rainy day fund. We're funding growth. We're paying ongoing expenses with ongoing revenues rather than borrowing to pay our bills. Others are not so fortunate, nor are they as optimistic as are we.
Waddups noted this year, online sales are a concern in today's economy. He says the state needs to determine how to best collect the sales tax on the commerce that's being done online. While sales are up only about 2% in brick-and-mortar stores, he says e-commerce is up about 20%.
Those numbers are significant, and if we're going to maintain the state budget based on a sales tax base, we need to be able to find a way to have everybody that's doing business on the internet pay their fair share.
Members of the Utah legislature are working with a number of other states to encourage online retailers to collect sales tax while not raising their cost of business. And while House and Senate Democrats have unveiled a package of bills to fund and improve public education in the state, Republican Senate leaders say they're dedicated to funding growth in education. Senate Majority Leader Scott Jenkins says they'll also focus on raises for school teachers, recognizing that neither they nor other state employees have received raises in 3 years.
We like the fact that the governor put some money in his budget to give some raises this year. And there's no question we're going to do the best we can to fund the WPU. And then we'll see where it takes us from there.
The WPU is the basic funding unit for education in Utah. President Waddups added that lawmakers will likely look at modifying testing requirements in the state, saying the state might need to back off testing and find better ways to prepare students for college. Finally, Senate leaders noted health care will be a big concern this year as the state continues to seek a federal waiver to implement Medicaid reform on the state level. And there are expected to be more changes to the state's package of immigration laws that were passed in 2011. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.